I'm absolutely fascinated by the UT forensic team, and I've been fortunate enough to know a few team members and to see them perform. I took a page from their book and decided to take a crack at poetry interp with a hint of duo. So, basically, through the words of poets and authors, Ernest Hemingway, my grandmother Norma Louise Baxter, and a good friend of mine named Josh, and through the musical stylings of Jason Mraz and Extreme, the 1980s hair band, I give you Christianity and Profanity, Cuss Words as a Disruptive Technology. My grandmother used to pull me in real close, right? Close enough to feel her breath on my face. And in the same voice that she had used to pray for 68 years prior to this moment, she would whisper, "Andy, watch your mouth today and mind your words. You never know who's listening and trying to find Jesus in what you say. So watch your words, Andy, watch them well. And remember, a Christian who cusses has a tiny vocabulary and lacks creativity." And for years, I counted my grandmother's words like gospel. And I lived my life accordingly. I treated every interaction, every meal, every conversation like it was all about them words. Over numbers, unencumbered, numbered words. And hundreds of pages, pages, pages for words. I mean, words are important, right? In Genesis, it says God spoke creation into existence with words. And in John, Jesus Christ himself is referred to as the Word. So at the age of 18, I started to get real nervous, right? Scared even, because a lot of the time, my life looked pretty dirty when it came to the verbal side. I mean, I was scared. I must have uttered 1,000 fucks, a couple hundred shits, and a handful of damns at this point in my life. But something didn't quite compute, see? See, the Jesus I know and love and serve with greater affection as the years pass seems to be more concerned with what's going on in here than my words. He seems uninterested in lip service. Jesus seems to agree with Hemingway. Actions speak louder than words, he said, but not nearly as often. And if Christ is most interested in how I love him and my brothers and sisters all over the world, then it's got to be more than words is all you have to do to make it real. And then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I'd already know. A couple of years ago, my friend Josh took me out to lunch, right? And about halfway through the meal, he decides to tell me about something that he's always dreamed of doing. And he pulled me in close. Real close. Close enough to feel his breath, right? Close like my grandmother used to get. And he said this, "I want to walk on stage in one of the huge old churches I get asked to speak at, and when it gets pin drop silent, I want to slam my Bible down, and with tears rolling down my face, I want to scream, 'You people have no fucking passion for Jesus Christ!'" And then Josh says he would walk off stage and wait. And about 30 seconds later, as old women are crying and old men are furious and teenagers are cracking up laughing in their pews as they pass notes and babies are shrieking at the top of their lungs because of the cacophony going on around them, he said he wants to ask the same question I have for everyone who hears this and claims or does know the Jesus that I speak of. What are you more upset about? The fact that I claimed you don't love the Savior of your heart, or the fact that I said fuck from the pulpit?